There's no better man to talk to when it comes to Atlanta United in this city or anywhere else around the world. It's Jason Longshore. He's our normal guest on Wednesday, but when news happens and it breaks on 92.9 The Game, we bring in our dude. Jason, what's up? How you doing?
Doing good. What about you guys?
Well, I didn't get $23 or $25 or $28 million to transfer anywhere, so not quite as good as Miguel Almiron. Jason, what do you think the number ultimately will be for Miggy to be gone to Newcastle?
The reports out of the Telegraph, John Percy over at the Telegraph in the UK has it at $27 million. That would be the largest deal that Newcastle has ever completed. It would be the largest outgoing transfer for a Major League Soccer player. It's not done yet, and you have to look at this and think, okay, things are moving forward, but it's not done until he's holding up a jersey and it's officially announced, because this is what we know in the soccer world as silly season. You had just earlier today reports out of Italy that Miguel Almiron's agent was meeting with Napoli and Inter Milan over there. Was it to maybe push Newcastle to up their bid? Maybe. Could have been. Could there have been something to it? Sure. You never know until it's done. But the fact that it's moving like this, and now you're talking, okay, those numbers that Darren Eales mentioned a while back, not so crazy, are they, when you're getting into this type of territory?
Interesting. Jason Longshore joining us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. John and I are down here in the belly of the beast. We're at the Game Time Super Bowl Broadcast Center at the GWCC. So the AJC is reporting, and I'll just read off the top of the article here to get it absolutely right. Atlanta United and Newcastle agreed to terms on Tuesday on the transfer of Miguel Almiron, according to a person close to the player. So it is a sourced report right now. To your point, Jason, nobody is at a press conference with jerseys and the photo op and the whole thing. But do you believe, Jason, that this will be firmed up here in the next day or two or whatever, and that we have seen the last of Miguel Almiron here in Atlanta?
Well, you're up against the deadline. Newcastle has until 11 p.m. their time Thursday to get this deal done, to add him for the rest of the season. And Newcastle's in a desperate spot. Newcastle is 1 point clear of being relegated in the Premier League. We've talked about it. That means you're going to make at least £90 million less next year if you are in the second division as opposed to being in the Premier League. So spending an extra £5 to £8 million to try to avoid losing 90 makes a little bit of sense when you get into it. I think this is going to get done. I think the fact that we're talking about now Miguel Almiron flying to Newcastle to do the medical testing, it feels like it's going to get done. But we've watched Newcastle in these situations before have a player come in for the medical, then the deal kind of changes and it's fallen apart. That just happened last week on a deal they tried to bring in. So I think it's going to happen, but until it's done, it's not done.
Jason, as a player, how do you see Miguel Almiron faring when he goes overseas? Will he be an elite guy, or do you think he's just going to be a guy?
At Newcastle, he's going to be the guy, and he goes into that team with a lot of expectations. I mean, you're the biggest transfer in club history. A lot of pressure because you are being looked at as the savior of staying in the Premier League, and Rafa Benitez, the manager, has put a lot of his reputation on bringing you in because he said, look, you know, to Mike Ashley, the owner of the club, look, if you don't go get Miguel Almiron and a couple other pieces, I'm not coming back. So this has been an ongoing saga. I think Rafa Benitez would have liked to have had it done earlier in the month. The pressure's on, and it appears it's going to get done. I think Almiron's going to be a very important piece for them, and I think if they get him and he fits into Rafa Benitez's system, he will keep them up, and he will become a very popular player in Newcastle.
Jason Longshore hanging out with Rick and John here. We're talking about the AJC report. Per source close to the player, that there has been an agreement made between Atlanta United and Newcastle. Details still to come. Let's talk about Barco, because obviously if you have Almiron and you have Barco and you have Martinez and Martinez, you got four DPs, you can only have three. So what does this news, at least right now, Jason, this report from the AJC mean for Barco?
Well, if this goes down, Ezequiel Barco will be in Atlanta in 2019 and be a key part of Frank DeBoer's team. then you start to think, okay, how does everything fit together? Is it Barco playing on the left wing? Is it PT Martinez playing on the left wing? Which one is the better fit for what Frank DeBoer wants to do? You really haven't been able to dig too deep into that just yet, because you didn't know if it was going to be Almiron or Barco in the Atlanta United kit in 2019. Now it's looking like the deal that we all thought would get done in this month will actually get done, and you can start to look ahead. I think Barco will have a lot of pressure on him in 2019, but I think he's also going to be a much more confident player than when he arrived last year.
What was the net gain? Just say 27 ends up being the number. What's the net gain? Almiron going over there and Martinez coming up here?
You're talking about, based off the numbers that are out there, and you are guessing a little bit on both sides of it, roughly $13 to $14 million.
What does Atlanta United do with that? How do they use that money moving forward?
You can reinvest that back into the team. So it's not like you can put that into a salary cap situation, because these are designated players who are off the cap. So you've got your three designated players. Part of that's going to go, I would assume, to an increase in salary to Joseph Martinez. And that's another good trade-off here. Barco's deal is already done. PT Martinez's deal is done. We don't know what his salary will be. Could be more in salary for him than Almiron is currently getting. We don't know yet. We won't know until the salaries are published by the players' union later this spring. So I would assume initially it's going to be some salary offsets, and then you're going to have some room to work with on future transfer fees regarding designated players, or you can invest this back into the academy, coaching staff, infrastructure, those types of things.
Jason, last thing before we let you go, PT Martinez, what do you expect when it comes to goals, assists? Like, what's a reasonable season for him in year one with Atlanta United?
He's a double-digit guy on both sides. He's a guy who's probably a little more comfortable in the final third than Miguel Almiron is, and definitely was when he got here. Miguel has improved a lot in the attacking side of his game from his time in Atlanta, but PT Martinez comes in as a guy who can score goals for you straight away. Good creative player as well in the final third. I think he's going to be one of those guys that helps take the pressure off of Joseph Martinez a little bit. I could see a situation where you're talking 12 to 15 goals from PT Martinez and 8 to 10 assists. That'd be a great first year for him. But I think the bigger thing is the context of the overall team output. If you're back to scoring 70 goals a season and PT's picking up his share and creating his share, everything's good.
Jason, great stuff. We appreciate it, being able to fit us in with a crazy day of news right now with Atlanta United.
Yeah, stay tuned. There's still some twists to go in this, and it's not done until you see him holding up the black and white striped jersey of Newcastle.
Much appreciated, Jason. Have a great day. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, guys.